The Farm Bill Now Coalition is a group of 46 organizations, each with a strong and unique policy perspective, yet all with united efforts in the common goal to pass a farm bill before programs expire at the end of September. Speaking today is Pam Johnson, Vice President of the National Corn Growers Association, Steve Wellman, President of the American Soybean Association, Dennis Slater, President of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, Craig Hill, President of the Iowa Farm Bureau, Ron Heck, Board Member at the 25 by 25 Alliance, and Chris Peterson, President of the Iowa Farmers Union. At this point, I'd like to bring up Pam Johnson of NCGA.
Thank you, Patrick, and thank you, everybody, for being here today. My name is Pam Johnson. I farm with my husband and two sons in northern Iowa, where we raise corn and soybeans. And I currently serve as the first vice president of the National Corn Growers Association. As you all know, agriculture is one of the few bright spots in the American economy, especially now. And our farmers continue to be more productive and innovative than ever. But to continue this trend, we need to have some certainty about how we plan our businesses. And that is exactly what the Farm Bill does. And this year with the drought is a very visible example about why we need a farm bill now. According to the USDA, one in every 12 jobs is directly tied back to the farm. That's one in every 12 jobs. This figure provides us the reality of the broad scope of this legislation and how it impacts every single American. Agriculture policy historically has not only been bipartisan, it's been nonpartisan. We need both sides of the aisle to come together and finish the 2012 Farm Bill. Today, I'm very proud to be joined by such a diverse representation of agriculture here at this press conference to call on Congress for a Farm Bill now. While there are seven of us here today, 46 groups from across the country are part of the Farm Bill Now Coalition. We are representing everything from row crops to specialty crops, livestock, to equipment, to farmers markets. Very rarely do you hear of so many groups getting together under one joint message. And when you do hear that, you should listen. We are putting aside our individual desires and details for this bill to do what is right for agriculture and for our country. And that is to get a farm bill passed. When the Farm Progress Show wraps up on Thursday, we will be exactly 1 month away from the current farm bill expiring. Naysayers say that this new bill can't possibly be done completed in time. But we are here to say that yes, it can be completed in time. And we are calling on Congress to pull together to finish their job. This is a bill that will impact every American and a bill that needs to be done now. No excuses accepted for delays. We need this farm bill now. Thank you, and I'd like to introduce Steve Wellman from the American Soybean Association.
Well, thank you, Pam. And again, thank you all for being here this afternoon. My name is Steve Wellman. I'm the president of the American Soybean Association. I farm in around Syracuse, Nebraska, where I raise soybeans, corn, wheat, alfalfa, and a cow-calf herd. I'm speaking today on behalf of the thousands, men, women, and families in the soybean industry who are counting on Congress to come back from recess with a renewed focus and the dedication to provide a comprehensive five-year farm bill for farmers and consumers alike. As you've heard us say, over the past week, we need a farm bill now. Like Pam just explained, we need a farm bill so agriculture can continue to support millions of jobs in a time when they are sorely needed. It's also very important to note these jobs reach far beyond the farm gate, creating opportunities at every point in the supply chain. A great example of this off-farm benefit is agricultural trade. This year, it is estimated our country will export $134 billion worth of agricultural products, with soybeans representing the largest share. Agriculture helps to establish and grow our trade partnerships, creating valuable markets for agriculture products and more than 1.15 million jobs here at home. In addition to that, we need a farm bill because it represents a commitment to America's farmers. Family farms, men and women who invest their energy, resources, money, time, and faith all toward the goal of feeding a global population projected to reach 9 billion people by 2050. In the face of this year's unprecedented drought and related challenges, farmers need the certainty provided by a new 5-year farm bill. Our coalition represents a broad cross-section of agriculture and is certainly varied in its policy priorities. ASA and its coalition partners may differ on many of the individual aspects in various titles of the Farm Bill, but more important than that is our commitment, first and foremost, to getting a bill done. We will work with farmers, with our partner organizations, and with our representatives in Washington, D.C., to get this job finished in the interest of providing America's farmers with the certainty and security they need. Thank you, and next is Dennis Slater.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Dennis Slater. I'm the president of the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. We represent 850 equipment manufacturing companies, both large and small, from throughout the world, with 450 of them involved in the agriculture industry. I'm pleased to be here today supporting the customer groups that are in our coalition. We bring the angle here of the equipment manufacturers, and I want to talk briefly about the connection there with that. The Farm Bill is broad. It's critical to our economic element, contributing to the prosperity of our country. It includes 250,000 jobs in the equipment manufacturing industry. The agriculture equipment industry has assisted the farm and agriculture community in providing the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. This has allowed farmers and ranchers to continue to invest in modern equipment that they need to stay competitive and stay successful throughout the world. The drought this summer throughout the country really dramatically underscores the need to maintain a strong safety net for the farmers, so they have the confidence for their business going forward. Without that safety net in the Farm Bill, the uncertainty and the lack of protection could force farmers to make many difficult decisions. One of those decisions would be not investing in the latest technology and new equipment, which means that they would not be as competitive moving forward. This not only hurts the farmers, it hurts our economy, it hurts the production lines of our manufacturers, which then leads to costing us manufacturing jobs. The ripple effect really could really put a damper on our economy, and nobody wants that right now during these uncertain times. It's vital that we protect the farmers, the agricultural industry, the equipment manufacturers that serve that industry, and the jobs, the families, and the communities that depend on it. But here we are coming to September, and the Farm Bill's up again for renewal, and the Congress has failed to act. Our farmers, our manufacturers, our American workers, and families simply cannot afford to have Congress to keep delaying this any longer. We have to right now step forward and say it's time to end this. So I hope all of you join us, everybody in this coalition, in looking for a strong farm bill that really should be the most important thing Congress deals with in September. With that said, I thank you, and I introduce Craig Hill, and Craig is with the Iowa Farm Bureau.
Well, I am Craig Hill. I'm a farmer from about an hour and a half from here. I'm president of the Iowa Farm Bureau and a member of the board of directors of the American Farm Bureau. There's been a lot said already today, this afternoon. When you think about when I received the email, 38 coalition members, and today 46 coalition members, and that number is growing, a unified agriculture seeking one outcome, and that is a farm bill. These two farm bills are not too disparate from what we have in the Senate Ag Committee or the House Ag Committee. They're easily conferenced. We have a barrier in that we can't get this through the House, and we need the President's signature. We start in Farm Bureau at the local level. We have 2,788 county farm bureaus across this nation, 100 county farm bureaus in Iowa. Each county farm bureau, through the board of directors or membership, has fully vetted the interest that they have for this farm bill and have for the last 2 and 3 years talked about a farm bill. You understand a farm bill occurs every 5 years. This one is authorized to sunset September 30. That's the end of this farm bill. We've been preparing. Efforts have been made. Consensus have been drawn, and all of the parties that you see mentioned here have agreed that this farm bill needs to be completed and needs to be completed now. And we've done this farm bill at a time of extreme budget stringencies. This farm bill has been done in light of the budget. There's not been any other sector of the economy that's given more to budget reduction than has agriculture. We have over 100 programs that have either been eliminated or have been reduced in some way or another. many of which large features of the program, such as direct payments, eliminated in both versions in this case. The bill touches every citizen's life in this country, and the U.S. feeds 20% of the 7 billion world citizens. Now, Congressman King, Congressman Boswell from Iowa, Senator Grassley, Senator Harkin have done their job. They've done a yeoman's service of getting it through the committees. We just need to take that next step. We need to do it now, and we need to get the president's signature on the bill. So with that, I would defer to Ron Heck. Ron Heck is the president or past president of the Iowa and the American Soybean Association, current member of the 25 by 25 committee, and a farmer from Perry, Iowa. Ron?
Good afternoon. The 25 by 25 Alliance has more than 1,000 partners. It has evolved into a large coalition united behind the goal of securing 25% renewable energy in the United States by the year 2025. The goal has been endorsed by 1,000 partners, 35 current and former governors, 15 state legislators, and the U.S. Congress. We would support everything that is previously said by Pam and the NCGA, by Steve with ASA, Dennis with FEMA, and Craig with the Farm Bureau. It is important to get the Farm Bill passed. Agriculture needs to know what the rules of the game are so that we can plan for next year's crop, that we can recover from this year's disaster, so that we know what we can do as we go forward. We might argue about the details later, and I'm sure we will among us, but we all support the goal of passing the Farm Bill now. I want to add on behalf of 25 by 25 that the U.S. currently produces 12.25% of its energy from renewable sources, mostly from agriculture. That would include biomass, biofuel, geothermal, solar, wind, and hydroelectric power. Though not all of those industries are in the Farm Bill, but we recognize that agriculture is an important piece of our goal of reaching 25 by 25. So our next speaker is Chris Peterson, also an Iowa farmer, president of the Iowa Farmers Union, a part of the National Farmers Union, from Clear Lake, Iowa. Chris?
Thank you. Warm enough for everybody today? I farm up near Clear Lake, Iowa, and we have over 200,000 members, Farmers Union nationwide, and so this Farm Bill has been a main issue for us getting it passed. And let me say, it's not just a Farm Bill, it's a package deal, and it's a farm, food, energy, and jobs bill. It's important to every and each American. It also provides a safety net for farmers in difficult times, helps the disadvantaged feed their families, preserves our fields, forests, and wetlands, and provides opportunities all across this great country. It is critical we pass a five-year Farm Bill by September 30th. Everything I just mentioned depends on this. I personally think from the bottom up of financial security for producers. I think of security for the poor and the disadvantaged, feeding them. I also think of family farmers and ranchers and lenders who meet their agricultural credit needs. And if there's nobody knows where we're going here after September 30th, you know, this is going to mess the system up for a period of time. Congress cannot kick this can down the road. They need to act now. Added to that, this year's drought, and NFU fought to get vital permanent disaster programs in. That's very critical this year. And, you know, we all disagree on policy and things after this bill is passed, but we need to get this Farm Bill passed now. All these organizations come together and are speaking of this. And I ask Congress to come together. And I ask the people out there, the farmers, the consumers, call your legislators, call your politicians. This needs to be done. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chris. Very quickly, I just want to touch on a couple of logistical issues about the coalition. Many of you saw a press release that went out last Wednesday that announced the launch of FarmBillNow.com. What this is an online grassroots portal through which both farmers and consumers can interact with their members of Congress through social media. They can sign a petition in support of the Farm Bill. They can find resources about the bill itself. It really is a simple website, but it is one that you can get more information on the site. So we encourage people to stop by. Also, via social media, we are encouraging people to interact on Twitter and Facebook with the hashtag FarmBillNow. And so pound FarmBillNow with no spaces. Additionally, for the media, a full press kit is available on that site. So it's FarmBillNow.com. Finally, on Wednesday, September 12th, Farm Bill Now will hold a rally on Capitol Hill. That will be at 11 o'clock in the morning at the U.S. Capitol Reflecting Pool. We're very encouraged by the outpouring of support for this. As Craig mentioned, our coalition has grown. It's grown from 38 original groups to now 46, and we are still growing. We hope to have representation from many of those groups there on the 12th, and so we encourage you guys to join us for that as well. At this point, I'd like to open it up to any questions that you have and invite our speakers to come back up and field those questions.